Government says it will continue to act in the ultimate national interest with regards to investigations into the Woyome saga. It says President Mills will not cover up any issue despite protests from those considered allies of the NDC. A Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, made this known to Radio Ghana. This follows charges leveled against government by the minority. He said what government is interested in is the truth in the matter. He accuses the minority of bringing parliament into disrepute and not government. He spoke to Augustus Akwi.
The MPP minority has been accusing government of attempting what they termed political equalization in the Woyome affair. Government wishes to state unequivocally that to us, the Woyome affair is a serious national matter. What we should be looking for is the truth and to ensure that justice is done in this matter. This is not another matter for petty partisanship for which we should be seeking political equalization. This betrays the mindset of the MPP minority that to them, they have gotten another political bonanza. That is why they are busily engaged in the composition of songs in studios. They are rehearsing and interrupting State of the Nation address and all of that, holding rallies and all of their speakers concentrating on Woyome and thinking that the Woyome case is just a ticket to power. We believe that this is a very serious matter which we should be interested in the truth and not be playing political football with it. And that is why we are not contemplating, I will not contemplate the MPP's claim of political equalization. This is not cheap politics.
The minority also accused government of bringing parliament's image under attack. Is government really doing this?
Everybody in Ghana today knows that if there are any group of people who have brought parliament into disrepute, it is the minority and what they did last week when they came into parliament with whistles and red cards and sang intermittently to heckle the president in the State of the Nation address. The government has not engaged in similar conduct. What we have seen is the arrest of one single member of parliament on a Sunday at 8 p.m. The claim by the minority that he was on his way or after parliamentary business has so far not been verified, and government is not convinced by that. In any case, it is time for the new Patriotic Party to be apologizing to the people of this country for their own conduct when they were in power, arresting members of parliament during parliamentary sessions, weekdays, broad daylight in the afternoon. So really, everybody knows that it is the minority's conduct that continues to embarrass parliament and bring parliament into disrepute, not the conduct of government.
He said government, in getting to the bottom of issues, will not shield its own who are implicated.
When you look at the facts in this case, people were indicted by the IOCO report. Those who have been indicted, some of them have been arrested, some have been invited, some are even facing prosecution already. Their process clearly has not ended, and there are many more people who will be invited or arrested by the security services. So it is important for the minority not to assume that they are conductors and we are an orchestra and we have to sing according to what they conduct. The security services have their own timetable, their own schedules that they are following, and that is what they will follow. It will not be according to the whim and caprice of the minority.
A portion of your statement said government will not join them, that is the opposition, in that self-serving, naked, opportunistic path. And some might find this offensive. What do you say to that?
There is nothing offensive about that phrase. These are words describing the conduct of the minority. There is no other polite, nice, diplomatic way to put the conduct of the minority apart from what we have said. Indeed, we have really struggled to be very careful to make sure that we continue to reflect the dictates and the image of President Mills and not to behave like the way the MPP behaved at their rally last Saturday, pouring insults and invectives on people. We have avoided that kind of language in our statement.
Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa.